This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports Vice President Kamala Harris is honing the political message she plans to use to seek the White House in November.
Rallying staffers at President Biden's campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, the vice president emphasized her professional background as a prosecutor. Harris contrasted that with former President Donald Trump, who's been convicted of 34 felony counts in a hush money case in New York. Harris traveled to Wilmington to rally campaign staffers a day after Biden withdrew his presidential candidacy and endorsed her to replace him at the top of the Democratic ticket.
We have doors to knock on. We have people to talk to. We have phone calls to make. And we have an election to win.
The president called into a campaign staff meeting while Harris was visiting and said that if he didn't have COVID, he'd be there to support Harris, who he called the best. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports the Democrats plan to push ahead with a virtual roll call ahead of their convention.
With Vice President Kamala Harris heavily favored to replace President Joe Biden at the top of the ticket, the Democratic Party plans to push forward with a virtual roll call in which delegates to its convention can choose a presidential nominee before they gather next month in Chicago. While Biden has endorsed Harris to replace him on the Democratic ticket, she will not formally do so until nominated by the party's convention delegates. The Convention Rules Committee will meet Wednesday to approve how that virtual roll call will work. No date has yet been announced on when the roll call vote will occur, but the process is expected to be completed by August 7th, or 12 days before the party's convention begins. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance has used his first solo campaign appearances to throw fresh barbs at Vice.